The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, it has been announced today that the on-the-spot fines for littering are going to be increased here from €150 to €250 from the 1st of September. I think the problem is not the amount of the fine, it's actually imposing them. Despite litter levels dropping, the National Litter Pollution Monitoring System found that pedestrians are the most likely to litter. But are the Irish public the problem, or is this actually a global issue? I'm joined now by Brian Gaynor, freelance journalist in Japan. Good evening to you, Brian. What is the litter situation in Japan?
I will have to say, in comparison to Ireland, there is very little litter here in Japan. I wouldn't go so far as to say there's no litter, but definitely very much less litter than we have in Japan or in Ireland, I'm afraid.
Okay, and obviously in much of Japan, at least, much bigger population densities, etc. So you would kind of expect, if they littered like we litter, that there would be even more litter than we have.
But you would.
The
you
opposite would. Is the case.
Yeah, you would think they'd be inundated. Yeah, exactly, given the differences in our respective populations. But I think in the case of Japan, it's more of a case of prevention rather than prohibition. Like, I know in Ireland, as you just said, they're going to increase the spot fines. Whereas in Japan, it's very much littering, if you like, is very much a cultural no-no. Just, it's not something Japanese people do. And this is something that's actually taught from a very young age, from primary school onwards. For example, in primary schools, school children as young as 7 and 8 years of age are expected and do so daily. They are expected to clean the school. And it's not just a case of cleaning their classrooms, but they also clean the corridors. And in fact, they clean the toilets as well. And they do this every day. So that's why you'll never find actual, how would you say, professional cleaners in Japanese schools, because the school children all do it.
And when, this is culturally shocking to me. And when you say they clean the toilets, are they going in with like a toilet brush and bleach and the kind of things that we would all use in our bathrooms cleaning?
Pretty much like, yeah. Now, obviously, with bleach and things like that, it would be older children, older primary school, say fifth or sixth class children would be doing that. But yes, that's what they'd be expected to do. Toilet brushes, they clean out the urinals, they clean out the toilet bowls, they would mop the floor, they do all that. Like, yeah. So this is where they kind of get the attitude towards cleanliness. And very much, I think, and I should say, it's not just the schools. Like in my own neighborhood association here, every month we go out to the streets around where we live and we pick up whatever litter we find. Now, we don't find very much, I'll have to say, but what we do find, we pick it up, and that's something we do once a month, and we're not exceptional in that respect. Pretty much all the neighborhoods would do that.
Okay, this is very interesting. And is this a modern phenomenon, this Japanese approach, or is this historically how Japanese people have behaved?
Oh, historically how Japanese people have behaved, like, yeah, because I think what it is as well, it's a reflection on where you live and how you say you look after the area you live, or if you're a children or a student, I should say, your school, that sort of thing. Like, you know, it's a cultural no-no to living in a dirty area or for your school to get a reputation as a dirty school. And this, something similar applies when the Japanese go overseas. I know it's become a bit of a thing at the Soccer World Cup, how the Japanese fans, have been seen tidying up after themselves at the stadiums. But again, the Japanese attitude would be that they are guests in these stadiums. Like, stadiums are public places. So if they're guests there to watch the match, then, you know, under Japanese custom, shall we say, or Japanese kind of cultural thinking, then the least they would do is tidy up after themselves.
We have heard, Brian, there's been a bit of a backlash because obviously at the Soccer World Cup, people are saying, oh, the Japanese are great. They clean up after themselves and people are praising them for it. But I have heard that there's a bit of backlash at home in Japan from Japanese women going, wish you were as good at home, lads. So is that not true, or is that true?
I don't want to be speaking for all of the nation Japan. I could get into trouble either way with what I say here. In terms of public places, that would be the norm. Like, yeah, if you go, for instance, you'll see, say, in Japan, they're famous for what they're called their Hanabi in spring, when they go along and have the cherry blossom viewing parties. Like, yeah. And again, people would naturally tidy up after themselves once the picnic is over. Like, within the private home, yeah, I suppose, yeah, that could be more, how will I say it?
No, I hear what you're saying. There might be an unequal division of labor, perhaps. Within Japan, because this, is it a matter of pride to Japanese people to keep their environs nice?
It is. It's a matter of pride. It's a matter of mutual respect, I think, as well. And also, I think it reflects on, say, where you live. And like, you know, as I said, the reputation maybe your area has or your school has or whatever. So they're quite conscious of that as well. Like nobody in Japan, shall we say, wants to have the reputation of living in what they'd call a kitanai tokoro, a dirty area, shall we say, or that neighborhood is dirty, like okay. In terms of littering. Yeah, that sort of thing. Like, you know, that would be quite the cultural insult, shall we say.
Okay, so we're talking about raising fines, but do they have fines at all for litter in Japan? Or do they need fines?
Yeah, they do. Like, it's not like, say, back home where, like, you know, the fines would be like, you know, countrywide, like, you know, it's a set fine, say, legislation, whatever, it would be a law. Here in Japan, it would be left up to each municipality to enforce their own fines or set their fines and then enforce them. So, like in my town, no. But if you were in Shibuya, which is the famous kind of district in Tokyo with the scramble crossing, as they describe it, where hundreds of people cross the road every time the lights change, that part of Tokyo, yes, has fines. But again, it's not the police who enforces the fines. It would be city employees who would out be patrolling. And if they see somebody littering, then yes, there's an on-the-spot fine. But again, in comparison, you said the fines went up to 250 euro, is it? Or
yeah.
That's what they're proposing?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Japan, the most they'd pay probably is 30, 35 euro, or the equivalent of that, shall we say.
Okay.
So if you're caught littering.
So it's not necessarily a disincentive. That's not why people aren't littering.
But that's not why. Yeah. And it's probably more for tourists than it is for Japanese people, because it's essentially the tourist places that would have these fines.
And that's Brian Gaynor there, journalist in Japan. And let's find out what they're doing elsewhere. We're going to go now to Simon Hunter, Spain-based journalist. Good evening to you, Simon. The Spanish take on litter, how are things going there?
Well, it's quite a contrast from what your other contributor was just saying about Japan. We have some very ingrained habits in Spain, which do involve leaving quite a lot of detritus on the floor. I mean, this is probably most famous actually inside bars, in good tapas bars. It's very famous that it's a regular practice to drop your napkins, your olive stones and even prawn heads on the floor. I know that's not strictly littering, but it's very, very much in contrast to what your other contributor was saying about Japan.
I suppose it speaks of a mindset, perhaps, though, if it isn't.
Absolutely. No, it's very common that the barman will come and just do a kind of like sweep up after every hour or so. But it's kind of it's a sign of a good tapas bar to see that. But also there's the practice known as botellón. Botellón literally means big bottle. And this is when mostly young people, they'll go to the local stores and they'll just load up on big bags of ice, Coca-Cola, bottles of spirits. And then they'll just kind of plant themselves either in a local square or for fiestas like San Juan. We just had San Juan a week or two ago. It's the midsummer celebrations when there's bonfires on the beach. And I have to say that mostly the behavior of young people in those cases is really bad. And they will just literally leave all of the plastic bags, the empty bottles, everything where they were celebrating or in the local squares, which could be in towns or cities. So that is very much a common practice and very much frowned upon.
So that sounds a little bit like what happens here in Ireland, because we would have, you know, particularly in the summer, we would have people meeting up and drinking on our streets and drinking maybe in our parks or alongside our rivers or canals or whatever. And there is always huge amounts of litter left afterwards. Is it a cultural thing in Spain where that's acceptable? I think what Brian was basically saying, that in Japan, it's not acceptable to litter, so people don't do it.
No, I mean, I wouldn't describe it as acceptable. It's definitely frowned upon, but it's something that does happen. Another thing that happens, which is I find really interesting. I only went to see one bullfight. I went about 20 years ago. I thought, well, I have to go just to, you know, be able to form a proper opinion on it. And one of the things that really caught my attention was the way that the Spaniards, the real fans of bullfighting, they were sitting there with their bags of sunflower seeds, and they just nibble through these sunflower seeds and leave the seeds on the ground in front of them. And that, or you also see that at football matches as well. That's a really common thing. It'll just be these little piles of seed shells left on the floor. So okay. It's definitely very much a cultural thing.
I wouldn't say it's acceptable, but frowned on. Spain many times, and I haven't noticed it as being particularly littered. Now, maybe I was in nice tourist areas. I've been in lots of different areas, but I'm not sure. But is litter an issue, and how do you deal with it when it's there then?
Yeah, it certainly is. And in big cities like Madrid and Barcelona, they're really starting to crack down. There's fine. It's all controlled on a municipal level. So it's going to be the local councils that are issuing the fines. And if you're sort of, you know, dropping, if you're caught basically either in person or on CCTV, dropping things like, you know, cigarette butts, things like that, it could be 100 to 300 euro fine. Leaving rubbish bags outside containers or using the wrong container could be anywhere between 100 and 750. And then when we get to there's also a national environment law, and that refers to more things like illegal dumping or littering that causes environmental damage. And in that case, you could have fines that are into the hundreds of thousands of euros. Well, one thing that's been really interesting in Madrid is the way they've been trying to crack down on items that are left outside bins, in particular outside recycling bins. So this case actually went to court because we all order so much online now. Yeah. We're all inundated with these boxes. Well, what the council started doing is cracking down on people who leave those boxes outside the recycling bins, because of course their name and their address is there on the box for everyone to see. So in this particular case, the council tracked down the owner of one of these boxes that had been left outside a recycling container and issued a fine. But the person in question contested it, and a judge later overturned it because there wasn't enough evidence to show that the owner had actually left the box there. I mean, someone could have pulled it out, only that it belonged to them.
Sure.
So we're definitely seeing big crackdowns in cities like Madrid and Barcelona, which are getting ever more populated and are seeing more and more sort of uncivic behavior in terms of littering. But having said that, in Madrid particularly, they do a very good job of cleaning up the streets. We have regular washing of the streets with these big hoses. So people are normally impressed when they come here and see.
Thank you for joining us on that. That's Simon Hunter, who is in Spain. And now we're going to Vincent McAvinney, UK-based journalist. Vincent, the English and the Irish have an awful lot in common. Is litter one of those things?
I think it's slightly different to how it operates there. I mean, littering has been a crime in the UK since 1990 under the Environmental Protection Act, and councils can issue on-the-spot fixed penalty notices, and these can range from £100 to £500. It is at the council's discretion, and these are enforced by people that the council hire themselves, environmental enforcement officers, but it can also be enforced by police officers, police community support officers. So there is quite a big regime here for fining people.
And do they fine them in large numbers? Because we have very low numbers of litter fines in this country.
Yeah, it's tricky to see because the councils themselves aren't that good at sort of reporting what they do. We think there's around sort of 200,000 standard littering fines issued annually. And what that means is that you sort of get a discount if you pay within 10 to 14 days. But if you let it go over 28 days, for instance, it can be escalated to a magistrate's court and you can have a maximum penalty of around £2,500. Something that's interesting, though, is with the recent sort of increase in the use of AI and more sophisticated park driving cameras across the country, there's a separate offence of littering from a moving car. If you do this, the person who the car is registered to is fined. And that has shot up in the last 6 years. So it's climbed over almost sort of 500% nationally. And there are now more than sort of 2,600 fines annually for doing that kind of littering.
So attempts at clamping down and stamping it out are definitely happening. Culturally, how do the UK view litter?
I think pretty dimly. I think, you know, it's been something that's changed over the years, but now increasingly, you know, you will sometimes see people you know, encouraging particularly young people, if they spot them littering, to pick things up, to put them in the bin. It's kind of enforced quite strongly in schools. Lots of schools here, you know, will do sort of playground clear ups where kids have to sort of clear up the litter if there's any left. And it's kind of deemed as a bit of a, you know, bad manners. And particularly as well with dog waste as well. That is now sort of really clamped down on. There are fines for that as well. Pretty much all sort of responsible dog owners will clear that up as well.
Okay, look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Vincent McAvinney, their UK-based journalist. Love to know what you think. Are we getting it right? Are we getting it wrong? I think the most interesting thing we probably just heard there was from Japan, school kids cleaning the school and coming out of the school system with an inherent,
not just in Japan. listeners got in touch to say they went to a small country school in the 1980s. They had to clean the schools, yeah, including the toilets. It should be brought back, and maybe more respect for our environment would ensue.
I think parents would revolt if this was to happen. But actually, would it imbibe into our children a kind of a respect for cleaning? Yeah, probably. Someone else says Japan supporters of the World Cup clean the stadiums and the players clean their dressing rooms. Yeah, so we've heard.
It's very simple, says another listener. If you grew up in a family where your parents insisted on picking up all the rubbish after a picnic, then you will pass that on to your children. I think we're pretty disgraceful in this country when it comes to litter, as a rule.
But I do think if we want to change that, we do need to kind of get to the kids. I actually think as the kids will lead the way, the next generation, if we do. But let us know what you think. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.